The Australian Federal Police have had to drag hundreds of protesters out of Parliament House in Canberra. An estimated 200 or 300 people staged a sit-in on the marble foyer of Parliament House. The protest was attended by half of the Federal Greens Party, with some protesters dragged out kicking and screaming. Stephanie Boris, 2GB's Federal Parliament reporter, was there, and she's on the line. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Ben.
Take us through what happened.
Well, quite dramatic scenes here at Parliament House this afternoon. We heard reports that there were a number of people staging a sit-in in the entrance to Parliament House. And as I arrived down there, there was quite a large group all sitting on the ground. For a long time, they were chanting. They were listening to various people speak. There was cheering. And then also, at certain times, they raised their hands in silence and sat there in silence. Now, protests aren't allowed inside Parliament House. You're more than welcome to carry them out outside, where there's the big, beautiful lawns outside Parliament House, but not inside. So security that works at Parliament House and AFP officers asked these people to move on. Of course, they didn't. So one by one, they were literally dragged kicking and screaming out of Parliament House. No one was injured, but it was quite dramatic to watch these people one by one.
Surely the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, and many other Greens MPs would know this is an unauthorised protest because it's inside the building.
And they were taking part in it as well. They sat down with the protesters in support of them. I spoke with one of the Green senators afterwards, Peter Wish Wilson, and I asked if they had any indication as to whether this protest was going on. He said that they stumbled across it.
Oh, sure.
And then they decided to sit down because it is everyone's right to protest.
Well,
I put that question to him. I said, you can't do it inside Parliament. You're more than welcome to outside, but he talked about looking back at this as part of history when it comes to climate change and making a difference.
You've got to also wonder, I bet there'd be some security questions as well about the fact that 200 people managed to get in there, and let's face it, they were going in there with a plan to break the rules and to protest. But anyway, I'm sure those questions will be asked at high levels at Parliament House. Thanks so much for your update. You did a great job reporting on it during Christmas program, Steph, which is no surprise.
No worries. Thank you,
Stephanie Boris, 2GB's Federal Parliament reporter, joining us.